Many western states are hoping the rain-laden El Niño storm system will alleviate the historic drought in that region of the country, spare them the fate of other countries devastated by drought conditions that are killing off farm and ag industries. Countries like Saudi Arabia, that desert nation famous for its oil, has drained its groundwater supply by growing crops like hay to feed dairy cows. But now the Saudis have found another desert to grow hay in. That's where reporters Nathan Halverson and Ike Sriskandaraja from the public radio show Reveal pick up this story.
I see white sands with some scrubby bushes in the desert.
And, I don't know, Ike, what is it, like 115 degrees right now? It is sweltering hot.
And just beyond that scrub grass is a gigantic hayfield. And just beyond that are rows and rows and rows of processed golden stacks of hay. Like an entire city of hay. How does this make sense?
We're driving with Charlie Havranek in his jacked-up GMC truck with huge tires. Charlie is a real estate agent, a farm consultant, and the kind of guy you want showing you around the desert.
Anybody want a bottle of water? I got cold water in that ice chest there.
We pull up in front of a farm outside Vicksburg, Arizona.
And you're looking at hundreds of thousands of tons of hay waiting for export.
It looks like the Fort Knox of stacked hay.
And all of that is going to be exported to Saudi Arabia.
That's because last year, Saudi Arabia's largest dairy company, Al Murai, bought 9,600 acres, or nearly 15 square miles of land in the Arizona desert, and converted it into hay fields. Let that sink in for a minute. A dairy based in one desert is growing hay halfway around the world in another desert. And they're able to do it because of groundwater. Lots of it. We pull over next to an electric groundwater pump.
The pump is making this high-pitched humming noise.
That's the sound of that electric motor turning. It runs a turbine pump down below that lifts the water up.
It looks like an oversized fire hydrant sitting on top of a 12-inch metal pipe that goes straight down hundreds of feet to the aquifer below.
16 to 1700 gallons a minute.
The pumps, which are scattered across the fields, are running night and day. So over the course of a year, in an area that normally only gets 5 inches of rain, they pump up 10 feet of water onto the land.
We are basically mining ancient water. This is water that was probably part of an ancient sea or seepage from rainstorms and accumulation of water over the eons of time. Very productive ground once you've got the water for it.
By buying the land instead of just purchasing the hay, Al Murai can better control its prices. And this is the most productive ground in the country for growing hay. Unlike in Iowa or Nebraska with their idle winters, in the Arizona desert, you can grow hay all year long, assuming you have the water.
Where we're at now is outside of any kind of groundwater pumping regulation, so they're able to pump as much as they can get.
Abby York is a land use expert at Arizona State University. She met us at the Saudis' new farm, known by locals as the Vicksburg Ranch. I asked Abby if the groundwater might run out here.
There's definitely concern that within a 50 years, few decades, that water levels will have dropped significantly. So if you look at some of the policy reports from the state, that's what they're indicating.
That means that within a generation or two, this part of Arizona could go dry. And the Saudis' hay operation just accelerates this problem. Arizona has had groundwater laws since the 1970s, which limit pumping in many parts of the state. But this area, where the Saudis have come, isn't covered by regulators.
There's no way that we can change how they're using this land. If there were problems, it would be very difficult to stop. Yeah, so the decisions are wherever the corporate headquarters are, in this case, in another country.
If I'm understanding you correctly, the local land use here, the local decisions on how much water to use, is actually being made in Riyadh.
Yeah, so, right.
We were really surprised by this, that in the middle of a drought, an executive halfway around the world is making decisions that might deplete the aquifers here.
We wondered if people were flipping out about this, so we went to Kirby's Country Market, just a few miles from the Saudi farm, and we asked locals if they cared that the Saudis were buying land here.
No, don't bother me then. They got to make money, then that's out there to make money, that's what they're for.
Are you at all concerned about water?
Well, I worry about losing the water, yeah, because the water table goes down every year, and we're afraid we're going to run out of water here one of these days.
Saudi Arabia knows what happens if you farm the desert too long. About 30 years ago, the Saudis began digging deep under the sand for something other than oil.
You bring in enough dollars and find enough water, and you'll grow the desert green until either the dollars become scarce or the water runs out.
That's Eli El-Haj. He's a former CEO of a major Saudi bank. He also wrote a critical report about Saudi Arabia's foray into agriculture. He called it Camels Don't Fly, Deserts Don't Bloom.
There is no magic in turning the desert green.
With the groundwater, Saudi Arabia became an agricultural powerhouse.
The Saudi desert became the sixth largest exporter of wheat in the world.
Eli says, exporting crops like wheat and hay is the same thing as exporting water.
Agricultural goods are encapsulation of water, virtual water.
So why would a country with so little water become the world's sixth biggest exporter of wheat?
Well, it's crazy. And time really proved that it was an insane decision.
Saudi Arabia has nearly run out of groundwater. The Saudi government announced that the country's last wheat harvest will be next year. And dairy companies like Al Marai have been told to begin growing nearly all their hay in other places, like Sudan, Ethiopia, Argentina, and Arizona. All of it will get shipped back home to feed their dairy cows. We reached out to Al Marai and the Saudi government for comment on our story, but they declined.
Bottom line is that the current generation sucked the aquifers dry to deny future generations of their rightful endowment.
As Nate and I were driving away from the Saudi farm, we noticed another big farm along the road. The name of it? Al Dara.
What appears to be another Middle Eastern company has come out here and has started up a huge other hay operation.
We pulled in where we saw a line of semis all being filled with hay. So we climbed up to a truck driver's window to talk.
Shit, man, that makes it a lot easier for us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, wow, I never get to see inside these.
This 18-wheeler was being loaded with 44,000 pounds of hay, and he told us it was going to a shipping port in California, and from there, on to China. We went inside the small office and met Nate Melton. He told us a company from the United Arab Emirates bought the farm about 2 years ago and hired him to manage it. Nate has deep roots here. His family farmed in Arizona for generations, growing melons, cotton, and other crops.
You know, I'm not in the family business no more. This is all corporate farming now, and it's just different.
Corporations are shipping crops, virtual water, from one part of the world to another. And the water laws, written decades ago to regulate family farms, are still in place despite the fact the whole world is now coming for this water.
You know, if we were going to say we were going to ship hay overseas back then, you would have laughed. But that's what we do and makes money. You know, a lot's changed over the last 10, 15 years.
And it's growing. A few miles away, the Saudi company, El Marai, has bought thousands more acres.
And now the operation has expanded, this time to California. And that should work out, as long as there's still water.
Yeah, as long as there's still water.
Nathan Halverson and Ike Sriskandaraja from the public radio show Reveal, a co-production of the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. You're listening to Here and Now.